Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. A set of researchers from Tokyo-based University of Electrocommunications and the University of Michigan have demonstrated how lasers can speak to any computer that receives voice commands. Using light commands up to hundreds of feet away, lasers can open garages, make online purchases, and others by tricking the device into thinking it's hearing a person. The attack can pass through windows in the event that an owner isn't home or not paying attention, but the laser can spot a device. The researchers found that almost all of the smart speakers registered the commands from 164 feet away, but an iPhone was only vulnerable from a range of about 33 feet, and two tested Android phones were only controlled within 16 feet. Seth Meyers' new Netflix comedy special called Lobby Baby is creating a button for viewers to opt out of watching the show's political joke segment, similar to how Netflix allows viewers to bypass the introduction credits with the skip intro button at the top of some of its programs. ByteDance, parent company of TikTok, launched its first phone called the Smartisan Jangbo Pro 3 with a TikTok app conveniently accessed within the lock screen. Back in January, ByteDance acquired a number of patents from Smartisan, which is the Chinese phone maker, and halfway through the year, rumors started buzzing about a Smartisan ByteDance phone, which now officially exists in China. Uber reported its Q3 earnings that beat analyst expectations on revenue at $3.81 billion and a loss per share at 68 cents versus 81 cents, which was expected. Uber also reported a net loss of $1.16 billion for the quarter, which included $401 million in stock-based compensation. During the same quarter last year, Uber lost $986 million. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says that the company expects to reach profitability in 2021. Microsoft is adding Cortana to Outlook for iOS in the US, with Android to get it in the spring. Among the features, you can ask Cortana to play my emails and tell Cortana to archive or flag emails. You can also now add Cortana calendar invites. You'll need to wear headphones in order to take advantage of the features. Cortana also now comes with a male-sounding voice option, along with upgrades to make both voices sound more natural. Cortana will create a daily email that summarizes meetings and important documents, and a new scheduler feature that will let you CC Cortana on an email thread. You can tell Cortana the location, time, and duration, or just find a time. Google News now supports bilingual feeds for Android and iOS, showing stories for up to two languages and regions of interest in 141 countries and 41 language options. Users can add language and region options within their settings, with one language set as primary in order to see more from that language. Reddit users on the Wall Street Bets forum are reporting that a Robinhood flaw is letting them trade stocks with excess borrowed funds that allows access to what is essentially free money. A Robinhood spokesperson said that the company is aware of the isolated situations and communicating directly with those customers. Robinhood's business model includes the ability to trade free from commission fees. Robinhood Gold customers pay $5 per month to trade on margin, or money borrowed from the company. But Robinhood apparently incorrectly adds the value of those calls to the user's own capital, and traders are using what they call infinite leverage to up their wagers. However, such a loophole could land users guilty of securities fraud. That's according to Donald Langevoort, a law professor at Georgetown University. And finally, the Federal Trade Commission announced on Tuesday that AT&T will pay $60 million to settle a case alleging that the company lied to customers about its unlimited data plans, which ended up throttling data over a certain threshold. AT&T must now deposit that $60 million into a fund providing partial refunds to customers who signed up for unlimited data plans before 2011. AT&T also must disclose any restrictions to its unlimited plans going forward. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.